So I'm with Jackie Roth in our little woodland out in the middle of nowhere in Sussex, and we've just been catching up on your dream writing. Jackie, tell us about what came out on the page this week.
This week I found, I think like a lot of people, I've been very influenced by the weather, and so I've been outside a lot, and that seemed to come out from the writing, is lots of thoughts about how much happier everybody seems to be when the sun is shining. Mm. That lovely atmosphere with people enjoying themselves and not having to struggle to work in the rain and the fog and the snow and the ice.
Although it's quite nice to go and hide yourself away and write when it's weather like that.
Oh, that's a very good excuse not to go anywhere then.
And you said that some of the projects are just as important to you as the writing, and that really came out in your dream writing this time, didn't it?
I think so. And what I've been thinking about is not so much the writing of the stories this week, but what's actually going to happen to them and how I turn them from just a story into a full-blown project. So I've been thinking about self-publishing and how I'm going to do the illustrations and looking at all sorts of different technology for that, which is available. So I've spent a lot of time doing that.
Because your purpose isn't really to get published and be on the bookshelves. It really is to produce these as Christmas presents for your grandchildren. So self-publishing might actually be something that you control yourself. You just simply publish how many you want. And it's not expensive. And then it's there. And you don't have to go through the process of getting a publisher interested in what you want to do.
And it will also make it look a bit more professional than just printing it off on the computer and then self-binding or something. And just some of the sites I've been looking at, as you say, it doesn't look expensive. It looks very easy to do. Follow step one, step two, step three, etc. So, yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do, because then they will look like proper books. And as I've said all along, who knows what will happen after that.
Exactly. Then you've got something that if you do actually feel very proud of, you could actually show them the finished copy and they can take it from there. Tell me about illustrations. How important is that to your stories?
Illustrations are really important. And when I first started these, a friend of mine did a couple of mock-ups which were beautiful. But I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get such high quality illustrations done now. So I've been actually thinking of doing some photoshopping just doing some very basic cartoons and popping them onto the back of photographs, which will relate to the children in the family so that they'll know where the photographs are and who else is in the background, and then just popping the little characters in amongst the photographs. So that's what I've been exploring as well this week.
Lovely. Oh, we're just going to finish that one. So, Kelly, don't just cut this little bit out.